Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And we're together again talking about, well, we're doing something really cool with our podcast for the next few. And
we always do something cool though, but
I know we're trying to switch it up a little bit. So the last little while we've been doing interviews and we've had a lot of really great interviews and we have a lot more upcoming, but as we're coming into the holiday season, we've been getting a lot of emails from chicks being like, oh my gosh, I feel like after summer, I need to like get back into my healthy routine, but I don't have time. I need tips, blah, blah, blah. So what we wanted to do was put together a three-part series that is going to be called our Countdown to Christmas Shape Up. So even though we're in October and November, that's okay. Because obviously you want to make sure that you're doing this now as we lead into the holidays, right? So the first thing that we're going to talk about today is there in the three-part series is we're going to talk about our top fitness strategy for a countdown to Christmas shape up. So in the following two, we're going to be talking about different things, but this is something that is a super easy strategy that you could start applying, every day that's going to help you really, really ramp up the metabolism and make sure you're getting your fitness in. So Amanda,
yeah,
what is our fitness strategy for chicks out there?
So basically the strategy is really simple. It's just add 10 minutes of body weight or weighted exercises and a 5-minute HIIT every single day, Monday to Friday. So HIIT, just for anyone listening, is high intensity interval training. So what that basically means is short bursts of cardio followed by strength training. So you want to be doing it, or you could be doing it as like intervals almost. You could just focus on as well on cardio. Like we'll talk about that in a second when we talk about different ideas with like Tabata and things like that as well. But it's basically just that, like 15 minutes a day, Monday to Friday. That is your number one strategy because we want you moving. We want you moving every single day, whether it's for 50 minutes or if you normally work out longer. But if you add this in, this is a key fundamental piece to basically start shedding those excess pounds.
Yeah. So we did a podcast too before, and it was our top three tips for a September slim down. We had a lot of really positive response because people like action items, right? So what we want you guys to do, even listening to this, is to try this for the next week. So we're going to give you some ideas of what to do. But like Amanda was saying, when it comes to, obviously, for women's health, to make sure that you're doing exercise that's going to maximize, you definitely want to be getting in your resistance training. And this is something, and I mean, in recent podcasts, we were just talking about this with being fit over 40 and obviously the benefits of how to work out for fat loss. It really is important, especially for women as we age. Like if you're not doing resistance training, a lot of times you're putting way too much stress on your body if you're just doing cardio and you're not going to get the shape. You're not going to build the long-term muscle that's going to be your fat burning, for your fat burning for the long term. And then also it doesn't work for women, especially as you're getting into your 30s and your 40s and your 50s. So we got to make sure we're adding our resistance training. So that's why we're saying add 10 minutes of body weight or weighted exercise. And then we want to add in 5 minutes of HIIT as well. So HIIT, like Amanda was saying, is high intensity interval training. And that is basically doing high intense intervals followed by moderate intense intervals. So you're really pushing yourself into what's called the EPOC, so you get the afterburn. So EPOC is exercise post oxygen consumption. Yes, exercise post oxygen consumption. There was another EPOC something, and I got it totally confused the other day. And I was talking to somebody, and I'm like, "Wait, that's not what it is."
So yeah, no, and I apologize because I said HIIT is traditionally always like short bursts of cardio followed by strength training, because that my mind always goes to that because that's how we train. Like that's how we train in our Fit Chicks bootcamp classes. But HIIT really is just about high intensity movement followed by moderate movement. And it can be strength training like in our boot camps, but it can also just be if you're doing just a cardio based one, it can be just like literally rest periods or walking or et cetera. So
yeah. And that's the thing that's cool about it is there's so many different things you can do with HIIT.
Totally.
But the main thing is to get to that, what we call at Fit Chicks, our 9 out of 10. So it's just an easy way to know that when you're at your 9 out of 10, you essentially, you can't talk. Like if somebody asked you to tell them a sentence, you'd be like, like trying to talk because you're pushing yourself to that place where you are working in an anaerobic zone, which means without oxygen. And even though in the moment it feels uncomfortable, that's where you're getting the benefits for the long term. Mm-hmm. Or the afterburn. So, okay, those are the awesome benefits of it. Now, what are some ideas, Amanda? So somebody who's listening to this and saying, yes, I'm committing to the next 7 days to do our fitness strategy for our countdown to Christmas shape up. I'm going to add 10 minutes of bodyweight exercises and 5 minutes of HIIT. Well, what could they do for bodyweight exercises in their house?
Oh my gosh, there's so many things that you can do. Like I only train in home, right? So for me, this is exactly what I do. basically, you know, when you're doing total body, so you have different options. So you have like a total body workout plan. So that it could be like, you just do 1 minute intervals of different movements. So think about like, when you think about like calisthenic work, like it's almost like push-ups, squats, lunges, like the traditional movements, right? Planks, that kind of stuff where they're traditional moves. There's nothing crazy, nothing fancy, no variations on them. You don't have to do the variations on them. You can literally just do the standard movements. They're standard movements for a reason. Like those movements are there and everything kind of builds onto it. Like we make them all fancy. Like we'll be like, oh, we'll do, you know, a squat, but add like a hammer like press or things like that, or, you know, like a goblet squat. But really traditionally it's like all the movement is basically it's squat, right? Like, and you're just adding variations of it. So
I don't know about you, but yeah. I still love going back to basics.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like it's the basics are the basics for a reason. Like it's like everything builds off of them because there are movements that are beneficial movements for your body. They are movements that are going to give you results. So you don't have to go crazy and try to find all these different variations. We do it in our classes to make it interesting. Sometimes I'll do some variations of certain movements, like push-ups and stuff like that, just because I like to, like, obviously when you do push-ups and you switch your hand positions, you can work your triceps more or your chest more or things like that. But if you're looking to get started right now and you're like 10 minutes, total body workout, stick to the traditional moves, which is, again, push-ups, squats, lunges, planks, crunches, tricep dips, those kinds of things, like glute bridges. Like any of those movements are like back to basics, amazing moves. If you do 1 minute of each of those and say you only want to do 5 of those and then you just repeat them again, there's your 10-minute body weight. So you can do total body, you could do an upper body focus, you could do a lower body focus. I usually recommend, especially if you're going to just test this out for the week, do total body every day. That would be my personal recommendation, just because then at least you know you're hitting your entire body every single day.
And that's one thing for anyone listening. We also have a super cool free download for you guys. If you go to fitchicks.com/countdown, we're going to give you the 10-minute body weight workout as well as the 5-minute HIIT. So if you go there, you can download some workouts for free.
Yeah.
So this way you're super committing to the challenge because the challenge to do this for 7 days, because we're telling you exactly what you need to do. You don't even need to reference back to this podcast.
However, if you are someone who's doing these workouts at home, I'm going to add this in because I want to make sure that you're actually going to do it. And if you are downloading these workouts at home and you're like, okay, cool, I'm going to do this, and you download it and say one of the movements says something that you just don't like doing, don't replace it just because you don't like it. When you don't like something, that means you should probably do it because it probably means that it's hard. And when it's hard, it's usually because that's like areas where you need to grow in terms of your strength.
No, exactly.
That's just my own personal tidbit because I do that. Well, I used to do that. I used to skip the stuff I didn't like and I'd replace it with things that were like things I did like. And that's when when you're not pushing yourself outside of your like getting uncomfortable and you're not, you know, pushing your limits, you're not going to see your results as fast. So do the things that make you uncomfortable. Do the things that you find hard. Do the things that you're like, when you see it on the paper, you're like, oh, really? Those are the ones you got to do.
Oh, that's me always with burpees. Always, always, always.
Oh, see, that's me with lunges. Dang, lunges.
Ugh. So, okay. So that's our 10-minute of body weight. And of course, you could add weights to all of those exercises Amanda said too. So if you want
your
body, 1 minute each of push-ups, squats, lunges, planks, crunches, and repeat that 2 times, that'll give you 10 minutes. Again, we're going to have those downloads for you and also give you options for an upper body, a lower body focus, and a total body. So you're going to have 3 different ones to pick from. Mm-hmm. And you want to do your weighted exercise, your resistance training first.
Yeah.
Then you're going to do your 5 minutes of HIIT right afterwards.
So, and the reason why, so we should probably explain why we recommend that. And I think the reason why is because if you do your HIIT first, you will be potentially tired or fatiguing some of your muscles and you won't be able to do your strength training as, I guess, vigorously. You won't be able to, you know, you won't be able to like attack it as like strong as if you start off with that. However, also keep in mind to do a warm up, a total body warm up. So do dynamic warm up, dynamic stretches before you even begin the strength training to help prevent injuries. If you don't know what a dynamic warm up is, it's essentially movement. So, you know, do mini squats, just jog in place really lightly or march in place. You know, you can do some jumping jacks or like some, just some step outs. You can just, arm circles, that kind of thing, like anything to get the blood flowing and get your body moving anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes, just to get warmed up before you begin that will really help prevent potential injuries.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're warming up, we're doing our 10 minutes and we're getting into our 5 minutes of HIIT. So they're just like with the body weight or weighted exercises, there are so many different ways you can do 5 minutes of HIIT training. And I know for a lot of people, when they think of HIIT, they start to think that there's a specific way to do it or they're doing it wrong or they get overwhelmed. So we're just going to give you a couple options. Again, we're going to include this on that free download at fitchicks.com/countdown. But we have, for example, you can do a 4-minute round of Tabatas. So for those who don't know what Tabatas is, we've talked about it a lot on this podcast. We still love them to this day. It's essentially 20 seconds of as hard as you can go, followed by 10 seconds of rest. And you repeat that 8 times for 4 minutes. So let's say you're doing a jump squat. You would do jump squats for 20 seconds. And then you would just take a break or just do some regular squats for 10 seconds. And then go back to jump squats for 20 seconds, 10 seconds low. Repeat that total of 8 times. It's crazy hard.
Yeah. Especially if you're really going all out. Like if you're really pushing for those 20 seconds, I usually by like round 6, I'm like so gassed. I'm like, oh my gosh.
And that's the thing.
20 seconds is so long. It feels like those 20 seconds just take like forever. It's the same feeling I get like when I'm making food and I'm waiting for it to cook. It's like that same feeling of like, it's just taking too long.
Exactly. Well, it's like so many people, because if you ever look at a lot of workouts, they'll say, oh, HIIT can be done for 5 to 20 minutes. And so people are always like, well, 5 minutes, how could I even get benefits from 5 minutes? Mm-hmm. Well, if you're going very intense, you're only going to need 5 minutes. Yeah. So if you're going to, you know, you can do it up to 20 minutes, but again, like if to do 20 minutes of HIIT is freaking hard.
Oh yeah. So
if you're giving it all out and getting to that 9 out of 10, like I said, where you can't talk and pretty much breathe at the same time and you can barely breathe, then you're doing it properly. And there's some really great timers out there, some pre-made Tabata apps. If you Google in the App Store Tabata apps, or if one that we love is Seconds Pro Timer by Run Loop. We're not affiliated with them. It's just a really great timer. And that's available in the App Store too. And they have pre-programmed Tabata timers. So you just have to listen to the beep to go and stop if you don't mm-hmm. remember what Tabatas are.
Yeah, no, those apps are so great.
What's another HIIT that you like?
I really like just going like, I mean, of course I love Tabata, but the other one that I personally do a lot of right now is like 40 seconds as intense as I can and then 20 second rest. So that's just sort of my
double Tabata, a Tabata on steroids.
It kind of is. Yeah, it kind of is. And it's really, really awful during the time. But when I finish it, I really feel like, you know, I feel really good. slash exhausted, but that's kind of my, like, one of my go-tos right now. I do it a lot with sprints. So I sprint for 40 and then for 20 seconds, I completely rest. That's kind of like one of mine. But the other one that you could do is literally five exercises for a minute each. You know, you choose five different exercises and you're like, okay, cool. These are, I'm going to do jumping jacks. I'm going to do sprints. I'm going to do high knees, suicide runs, and burpees, right? You choose those five. You do each of them for 1 minute. There's your hit.
And I always love those because they're simple. You know, yeah. We don't need to make, like we were saying about the body weight training, going back to basics, you don't need to make it super fancy. So it could be five exercises like jumping jacks. So yeah. For 1 minute, then high knees, then jump squats, then mountain climbers, then burpees, you know, like right there, those five exercises alone are, you're going to be sweating up a storm after 5 minutes of those.
Totally. I know it's funny, like, and this sounds so corny, but lately, whenever I think about this industry and I think about sort of, you know, like I read a lot of articles, I'm reading so much about, you know, whether it's nutrition or fitness or anything that's related to health, all I ever think about is that song by Avril Lavigne, that complicated song. It sounds
like,
even as you were just talking, it was like playing in my back of my head. It's like my go-to song in my mind because I feel like we just complicate everything so much because we just, you know, I get it. Like if you're doing an hour of cardio, and of course you're going to have different movements because if you're just doing the same thing over and over again for an hour, you can't do an hour of jumping jacks kind of thing. But if you're just doing a 5 minute and every day you're just doing 5 minutes, you don't have to make it super crazy fancy because your body's not going to get, like, it's not going to remember it every single day. You know what I mean? Like you're not going to get to that place where you like plateau and get super bored because you're only doing it for a minute, maybe of each of those five movements. So,
and the thing too, when it comes to HIIT, like you were saying, because you know, once you know you're getting to your 9 out of 10, right? Mm-hmm. And just say you're doing those five simple exercises and you're pushing till you know, you're breathing in your mouth, you can't talk. You know, you feel like you can't wait for this to stop. Like when you're picking those five exercises, obviously you're not going to be getting to that place in all of them, right? And as you get stronger, you're going to be able to go bigger and more dynamic and more like with like the plyometrics, you'll be able to jump higher. You'll be able to, you know, go faster with your mountain climbers. So you're still going to be able to progress with the workouts, but then it's at the same time, you know, jumping jacks are not really going to get you to your 9 out of 10. So when you hear 5 minutes, like what, I have to be there the whole 5 minutes. No, you actually could not physically be there for 5 minutes. Cause if you're at your 9 out of 10, you can only last there for a max of 2 minutes or you're going to pass out.
Yeah.
So you're
it's good to have a mix between the two. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to see that fluctuation. So, and again, don't worry, we're going to give you those workouts for that with the free download. So you can see, you know, just follow those along for 1 minute each and just make sure you're pushing to that place though, where you're breathing out of your mouth. And then I also love doing AMRAPs too. So AMRAP stands for as many rounds as possible. And I just kind of think they're fun and they're a fun way to, if you're someone who likes to count, if not, this is not for you, but you don't need to count and you just keep repeating them. But it's kind of cool to see as you get stronger how many more rounds you can actually do. So it's just a good measurable. So it stands for as many rounds as possible. And all you do is you set your timer for 5 minutes, pick three exercises, and you're going to do each of those for say 5 to 10 reps. So let's say you pick jump squats, high knees, or let's say jump squats, push-ups, and jumping jacks. So you would do 5 jump squats, then you do 5 push-ups, then 5 jumping jacks, and you keep repeating. So that all three of those would be a round, and then you keep repeating and count how many rounds you can get through within 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Maybe when you first start, you can only do 5 rounds, but then as you know, keep going, a month later, you're doing 20 rounds. So it's just a cool measurable, but even if you don't count, just pick three exercises, keep repeating them, and just listen for your timer to stop. And that's a great one. hit.
One sort of variation of that too that I like to do that is kind of like, it's sort of like a mental game for myself is almost like a countdown system. So where I will have like, okay, in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to do like 10 burpees, 10 push-ups, 10 jump squats. And then I count down. So then once I finish all 10, then I go do 999, then 888, then 777, and et cetera, all the way down to 1. And I see if I can complete it within the 5 minutes. And if I can, great, I start over again. I start at the 10 again. So I do it like that because for me, once it starts getting down to like, you only have to do 4 reps, you're like, yeah, like I'm so close. And I get really excited and I start moving faster. So it's just like, for me, it's totally just like a mental game.
Whoa, you so fancy. I can barely even pay attention. I guess my brain starts to wander in around 2 minutes, 30 seconds of my AMRAP. I'm like, how many rounds did I do? Damn it.
No, that's the way that I keep track though. Cause I'm always like, I'm like counting everything. Like it's like 10, 10, 10, 9, 9, 9, 8, 8. You know what I mean? It's just, it's the way that like, it works really well for me personally. And it's funny because sometimes you think like, that sounds so easy to do that. Like within 5 minutes, like it's hard to get that all that done.
Oh yeah. Okay, so let's wrap this up. So hopefully, yeah. So everyone listening, this is your strategy number one for your countdown to Christmas shape up. So today we talked about your fitness. So we want you to take on this challenge with us. So for the next 7 days after listening to this podcast, I want you to commit to doing 10 minutes of body weight exercise and 5 minutes followed by 5 minutes of HIIT training for 7 days. And you could do it in the morning, you could do it at your lunch break, you could do it at night. It is 15 minutes. So you can give me 15 minutes, you can give Amanda 15 minutes for 7 days. And like I said, we do have that free download where we're going to give you the 10 minutes of body weight plus the 5 minutes of HIIT at fitchicks.com/countdown. We also want you to jump on over and like our Facebook page at Fitchicks Bootcamp because we're going to be going through doing this challenge all together. So, that's where you're going to get more info. Of course, if you want any more info on our upcoming education programs too, because you know, if you love talking about the stuff and listening about the stuff, it means it's your passion and you should be involved in this industry because we need more amazing women who are spreading the healthy love. So check it out at fitchicksacademy.com where we actually have also our holistic nutrition weight loss experts starting on October 24th. So we'd love to have you in that as well. Okay, chicks, we will talk to you soon.
All right, have an amazing day.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.